Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Roppy. Now, we've got a very special episode this week, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm not going to be hosting. I'll still be on, but we've got our first ever guest host. You might know him from The Game Show, Harold Team Alpha, Salt and Pepper, and previous episodes of this podcast. Please welcome Kurt Leaders.
Thank you very Woo! Much, Rafi. Woo! And welcome to the podcast version of The Game Show. This is Tucson's only live and improvised and podcasted game show, and therefore Tucson's best live and improvised and podcasted game show. We're going to have three improvisers. We're going to have two contestants. And whichever contestant can guess what's going on best will win fabulous prizes.
Prizes are not fabulous.
The improv will be based on suggestions that you provided when you came to the live show. If you didn't come to the live show, then you're missing out. But we've got a special show tonight because we've got two Tucson comedians and podcasters. But before that, let's meet our improvisers. Our first improviser is a former Tucson Improv Movement member and has moved on to UCLA. It's Jordan Wilson. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm good, Jordan. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How is LA treating you?
You know, it's not too bad. It's a little interesting right now. It's a little interesting out there. But, you know, on the whole of it, I'm in good spirits. I'm in a safe place, and I graduate very soon.
Excellent. That is outstanding. Do you find yourself on the stage very much?
Stage? Not so much. Graduate school is pretty demanding, but I do find myself doing a lot of performing when I pitch, and I'm actually doing a pretty big pitch next week to some pretty high-level people, so wish me luck.
All right, it sounds exciting. Let's give it up for Jordan. Our second improviser is an audiologist. Doctor, tell me the news. It's Jen.
Hey, great to be here.
How you doing?
I'm terrific.
Outstanding. So what are you doing for performance now that since the theater's been closed?
Well, I've been doing a lot of Kurt and Jen Make a Podcast, Kurt.
Oh, really? That sounds outstanding. And where can you find this wonderful podcast?
Where you can get podcasts.
Excellent. Let's give it up for Jen. And our third improviser is Tucson's premier chinchilla farmer. It's Susan Leonetti. How you doing, Susan?
I am fine.
Outstanding. So have you been performing in front of your chinchillas to fill the void of performing live?
So, you know that thing that happens when you start improvising and then your friends don't show up anymore for your performances? Okay, most normal people do. You have a very powerful support system that you should be very grateful for. I don't have that. And whenever I try to perform for these little creatures, and there's a few of them around me, you can see them on the Zoom, they just go and hide in their houses and bark at me.
I had no idea that chinchillas barked.
Well, if you're lucky, you might hear some today because they are really mad that they have to listen to this.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
You are most welcome.
It is now time to meet our contestants. Our first contestant is the founder of Keep Tucson Sketchy. He's got more podcasts than he can remember. He's known as the Tiger Prince, and he's a local stand-up phenom. It's Rich Gary. How you doing, Rich?
I'm excited to be back on the game show one last time, and I'm looking forward to another win.
All right, outstanding. So tell us a little bit about Keep Tucson Sketchy, what you guys have been doing recently.
Keep Tucson Sketchy is a sketch comedy team, a Tucson, Arizona sketch comedy team We've got a bunch of writers, we've got a bunch of actors, we've got a bunch of video producers. We do live video and live sketches and video sketches. So it's similar to Saturday Night Live. We have a musician, we have a host. It's a big production. It's a huge to do. And we've been putting out Instagram and basically internet content the last 2 months. So I don't know, every week or so on Keep Tucson Sketchy on Instagram, there's a new video, either the news or like an original sketch.
Outstanding. I've been watching them. Yeah. They're really great. So
no, thank you.
Putting out that content.
Oh, and yeah, totally.
So you're a multi-podcast host. Do you want to talk about some of your podcasts that you're doing?
Yeah, my goal is to just have a whole bunch of podcasts, but none of them be good.
And how's that goal working out so far?
It's crushing it so far. One of my podcasts made the newspaper, so I'm doing something wrong by doing something right. Yeah, the Tucson Walk-On is my podcast. Rafi was on every single episode, I'm pretty sure. And that's an improv podcast. We have the What's Your Problem podcast, which is a stand-up comedy podcast. And then the You're Doing a Great Job with David Ross, where we talk about we interview people about their day jobs. So you can check out any of those on anywhere you get podcasts.
Well, if you're looking to have some low-quality podcasts, you've got my number.
So, okay. Yeah, and congratulations on your guys' podcast. I see you guys have been going at it lately, so that's good. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it up for Rich Gary, the Tiger Prince. All right, our next contestant, you might know him best as the host of the Paper Towel podcast. He's an improviser at TIM, and he is a student at the University of Arizona. It's Rafi. How you doing, Rafi?
Pretty good. I'm also studying film, so I just got to be reminded that I'm like Jordan, but less cool.
A bachelor to Master Jordan's masters. Okay. So how are you enjoying your introduction to university life?
You know, it's actually been pretty great this session. I'm doing the pre-session session, so that means I've got class online every day right now, and this is my last week of that, and weirdly enough, that schedule is awesome for me. I mean, every day I'm either working on improv stuff or doing film class stuff, which is actually really cool.
Outstanding. So a lot of your listeners might not know about the Paper Towel podcast. What's that all about?
Well, it's a podcast I started in quarantine. When I was like, hey, you know what? Tucson improvisers need to keep improvising. What if we did a podcast for that? We just restarted with a new shorter format last week with an emphasis on variety. This is the second episode of that new format. You're listening to it right now, as a matter of fact.
What?
Whoa, meta.
Man. Well, Inception, Leonardo DiCaprio. You're
killing it so far, Rafi.
That's very self-serving.
And how are you able to book such awesome guests or contestants for this show?
Well, it all started with me sending a text to Kurt saying, hey, you want to do the game show on audio? And he was like, yeah, sure.
Outstanding. I can't wait for that story to be put into books. All right. So thank you very much, Rafi. And before we get into our games, I think we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Good, because I'm exhausted.
We're back, and it is time to play some games. In this first game, we're going to play Mix and Mashup, and this is where we're going to take two movies, mash them up together, and our improvisers will act it out. As an example, if we were to take the movie When Harry Met Sally and mash that up with Dirty Harry, we would get When Dirty Harry Met Sally, and it might sound something like this.
Stop right there, punk. See what this is? It's a 44 Magnum, most powerful handgun in the world, and could blow your head clean off. gotta ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I'll have what she's having.
There you go. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get, I just sent a suggestion to our improvisers, or I've sent the clue to our improvisers, and they are going to start acting out this movie mashup. And then Rafi and Rich, I want you to say your name when you think you know what the mashup is. There's no penalty for incorrect answers. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and jump in when you feel you think you know it. And do you have any questions before we get started?
Either of us can buzz in?
Yes, this is for both of you, for both contestants. First one to buzz in with their name. We'll get a chance to answer first.
Awesome.
I have no questions, Kurt.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Improvisers, begin.
So I know I'm in my 30s now, but I don't know, guys. I'm still hung up on the girl I was supposed to go to prom with. What do you think?
I think that just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
I don't
know.
Rafi.
Oh, Rafi is buzzed in first. What is that mashup?
Something about Mary Poppins.
That is correct. The film student comes out with a quick lead. All right. I will now send the second clue to our improvisers. All right. And while they are processing that, I see, I love, this is my favorite part where I see the faces of the improvisers. And improvisers, begin.
I can't believe that my one night stand got me pregnant.
Yeah, and I kind of, you know, I'm not good with money and stuff, and like emotionally stunted, and you know, I really, you know, I'm not sure about this, but you're super hot, so I'm gonna try to make it work.
Thanks, I guess.
I mean, you know, it's the right thing to do, I guess. Yeah.
You don't seem really grounded about this.
Well, I mean, my dad, you know, he was this crappy guy, you know, he had this business, right? He went around firing people all the time. That's all he did. It was so weird. It really left me traumatized, okay? I can't emotionally connect.
Hey! I just got some tickets and we can go up in a hot air balloon. Up!
I don't know.
Where?
In the atmosphere? In the oxygen? In the...
Mostly nitrogen, a little bit of oxygen, and of course, carbon dioxide.
But is it safe for you to go up there in your, you know, condition where you're knocked in a particular way?
Yeah. Like somebody pounded on the door and then went into the combination gas that is all around us, but high.
Rafi looks like he wants to buzz in.
I've got one of the movies.
I got one of the movies, too.
Rich, is the movie that you have knocked up?
Yeah.
So we're kind of evenly matched on this one.
So,
I mean, you're no George Clooney. I don't know.
You're really not. I mean, she's no Anna Kendrick, but it's fine. It's really fine. It's, you know.
It's not out. It's
not down either, is it?
No, it's the opposite of down and the opposite
down,
of out.
Okay.
And then that generic term that we all use for the stuff that we bring into our lungs and then expel outwards.
Is it where
knocked up and out of the air? Rich.
Rich is thrown in first. What is that, Rich?
Knocked up and in?
Oh, that sounds painful, but no, that is not correct.
Rafi?
Rafi, what is that?
Knocked up and out of the air?
Oh, incredibly close. You'd think that a film student would know the name of this movie, but no, it is not correct.
My goodness, I sure love Paul Feig movies made in the late aughts.
I just love airplanes a lot. And so
it was
watched...
nominated for 6 Oscars.
Knocked up in the air.
Okay, good.
Rich,
thank God.
Rich has got it. I didn't think it was going to happen. But he got it.
I'm having so much anxiety right now.
Well, I hope it was worth it because you are now tied with Rafi with 10 points apiece.
I've been an improviser on this show so many times, and let me just say that now I know how it feels to be a contestant on this show.
All right.
It's insane.
It is insane, but lots of fun though, right, Rafi?
So much fun. That was awesome.
All right. So you guys are not just competing to see who is the premier podcaster here in Tucson, but you guys are also playing for fabulous prizes.
Prizes are not fabulous.
And our fabulous prizes, as always, are brought to us by our improvisers. So to hear about the prizes you're playing for eventually when we all get together, we're going to first hear from Jordan. Jordan, what have you got for the prize bag?
Thank you, Kurt. What I have is a cap. Not the kind that goes on your head. The kind that's supposed to go on the end of my pen. But you see, the pen is gone, and you get the cap. Now, it's got this wonderful little rubber eraser at the end. Well, it's not an eraser, it's a stylus. You can write with that. Now, it would be useful, except that it's too small to fit on your finger, so you kind of have to hold it like a pencil, except it's not really long. It's kind of like the length of a shell casing, so it's not really ergonomic. It's great. You're going to love it.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Jen, what have you brought for the prize bag?
I have a tiny yellow thick pick. And
nice.
It's my most hated pick because it's always the reason that I play bass badly. So now it's yours. This could be your fabulous prize.
Prizes are not fabulous.
So good that you got rid of that defective pick, Jen. Now you'll be playing much better. All right. Susan, what did you bring for the prize bag?
I got this old box out of storage that came from my brother's house. And there was this DVD, Iwo Jima. You can't see it because it's mirror image, apparently. And
also,
the reason why... it's supposed to have DVDs inside of it. And I picked this because I know that Jordan was in the Army and Rich has really, really bad internet. So he needs DVDs because you can't stream stuff.
Therefore.
Anyway, I was just opening this up and I realized there's no DVDs inside. There's just a baggie with some stuff that looks like oregano in it. So, you know.
I think we should have that analyzed.
Let's get it to Jordan.
I have an analysis pipe. I can use it if you guys would like.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dora.
I don't know where the DVDs are. I don't know where they went. Sorry.
All right. Thank you to our improvisers for bringing our fabulous prizes.
Prizes are not fabulous.
All right. So before we get to our final game, we're going to take one more quick break. All right, and we're back. It is a tie game between Rafi and Rich. We're at 10-10 going into our final game, which is subtext. So in the game of subtext, you're going to see what you expect to see in an improv show, an improv scene. We're going to get a suggestion from what we've gotten previously. That is right. I have got all of the suggestion sheets from our live shows, and we're going to get some suggestions from there. And we're also going to get some suggestions from an improv app. So they'll be used to drive our improv. And so in the middle of this improv scene, they're going to drop hints to answer a clue about the words that you guys will guess. For example, if the category was celebrity and the clue was Brad Pitt, and we got a suggestion of living room, it might look something like this.
We need to finish up the remodel of this living room. We just ran out of those really small nails that we used to mount trim.
We're going way over budget on this home remodel. This thing's becoming a real money pit.
Yeah, me and my husband, Mr. Smith, you think you're taking too long, and we don't want to pay you. Yeah!
You inglorious bastards!
That's right. Those little tiny nails called brads is Mr. Pitt's first name. And of course, a money pit is Mr. Pitt's last name. Inglourious Basterds and Mr. and Mrs. Smith were both Brad Pitt movies. So those are the clues that you guys are going to need to look for. So we're going to take turns on this. And Rich, since you are the visitor here, you're going to pick first. Would you like a movie, a historical figure, a celebrity, or a city?
Let's do a city.
All right. You're going to get a city. And for a suggestion, we're going to get an emotion of delight. And the quicker that you buzz in and get the answer, the more points that you will get. Improvisers, are you ready?
Yes.
And begin.
Oh, I do love the rain and fog. It's so lovely.
Isn't it, though? I dare say I should go for a sport of fish and chips.
Rich.
Rich.
London.
That is correct. Mm. Oh, an impressive performance. Which means, Rafi, it is now your turn. And you're going to try to, you get to pick from a movie, a historical figure, or a celebrity.
Movie.
All right, we've got a movie, and we're going to get a suggestion of river. Your suggestion is river. Improvisers, begin.
I'm so sad because I have to do all these chores, and I just want to cry.
Oh, cry me a river. You're the worst sister that I've ever known.
Rafi.
Cinderella.
That is correct. Oh, my goodness.
Good job.
And another impressive performance. Yeah. So, Rich, it is back to you. You've got a historical figure or a celebrity. Which would you like?
Let's do celebrity.
All right. We've got a celebrity. And our workplace is... The morgue. Improvisers, begin.
I think it's wrong to steal things from dead people. You shouldn't do that, Veronica. Mm-mm.
Look, I'm just saying, I really think that Rich. This one shot first.
Rich, what's your answer?
Robin Hood.
That is incorrect. Improvisers, continue.
I just think that this dead body, I think that this one was the one that started the fight and that this one shot first.
Veronica, you're on the wrong arc. You should not be raiding the dead.
I have to hon it to you. I really do.
I know. And, you know, if you were president, you'd go on Air Force One, but you're not. You're simply a morgue technician.
That I am.
It's true.
Hey guys, it's Harry. I'm so sorry to bother you. Have you seen my son?
He's in the cooler.
I thought he was in the Ford out back.
I have a witness that he's in the cooler.
A Ford? I don't drive a Ford. I'm Harry, okay? Harry, my son does not belong in a Ford.
But Harry's son, I swear I saw Harry's son in a Ford.
I've got to go find this.
But he, sir, he died in a airplane accident when he hit a golf course.
Rich.
Yes, Rich.
Is this, I can't think of my guess.
Okay. Sounds like a stall for time, but that's okay. We've got We've got about 15 more seconds before you're going to run out of time. So let's see if they can give you a super obvious clue before we run out. Improvisers, continue.
I mean, I just think that, I mean, especially, I think your son is trying to, because of that new earring, really young wife.
Harry's son died in a Ford!
It's true. He's dead already.
Oh, I am sorry, Rich. We ran out of time. So we saw a scene about Harry's son's Ford. Harry's son's Ford. Can you think of
Harrison
myself in the forehead for the past minute and a half.
It was Harrison Ford, Rich.
Oh man. All right. Well, yes. You know, Han Solo Star Wars stuff would have been great.
They actually
did that.
What? Han shot first.
I said he shot first. And then I said, I got to Han it to you.
I don't feel like that's Star Wars at all.
All right. Well, Rafi, we are down to the last clue. And if you get that within the allotted time, then you are going to be the winner. But if you do, Rich answered the first clue first and quicker than you did, so Rich will be the winner.
Oh.
All right. So we have this historical figure, and we're going to get a suggestion of a relationship, a butler, and I assume the lord of the house is the relationship. All right, and improvisers, begin.
Jeeves, get here this instant.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I have your apples. Here you are, sir.
From the tree out back, right?
Rafi. Oh, yeah. Yes, Rafi.
Isaac Newton.
Yes, Rafi got it. Woo! With tons of time to spare. All right. We don't have to add up the points. Everybody knows Rafi is the winner of the game on his own podcast and the winner of fabulous prizes.
Prizes are not fabulous.
Okay, Rich, it's a tough, I mean, you came in as the visitor here. You came in as the visitor, but the champ. How does it feel to go down to this teenage punk?
I gotta say, I lost last time. I was lying.
Oh, that's right.
I knew that because I was checking that show. And audience, what happened during that show was Rich was at 0 points, but I gave him 5 points because I liked his hat.
He does have really nice hats.
Wait a sec. Let's take a look at the hat. Let's. We're doing this on Zoom. Can you show us your hat? Nope. Doesn't do anything for me. No bonus points for the hat.
I thought that you guys were definitely going to call me out on lying about my win. And I was like, oh, yeah, I won last time. And nobody said anything.
Because we're nice and we like you, Rich Gary.
Yeah, so I'm 0-2.
I have a bad memory. There's no way I would remember if you won or not. So.
I will say that back in January, I won on Paul Goebel's trivia show.
All right, golf clap for Rich Gary. All right, so would you like to tell Rafi's listeners about your podcast or anything you've got coming up? Any other plugs you want to do? Any stand-up
gigs
you got?
Well, there's nothing and the world's burning, so please just be careful and and use hand sanitizer. I don't know.
Excellent. That's great advice.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you, Rich. And Rafi, you are the champion. Did you ever think that you would be the champion of your own podcast?
You know, Kurt, I like to think we're all the champion of my podcast. Because I'm a self-centered 19-year-old, I like to think I'm the champion of my podcast a little more than everyone else.
Good answer.
Oh, outstanding. So outside of this podcast, did you have anything else that you wanted to tell people about that you usually don't get a chance to on your own podcast?
Like I say at the end of every show, you can follow me on Instagram at @rockin_Rafi. You can follow this show at paper_towel_podcast. And that's probably, wow, I get to plug stuff. You said plug stuff I don't usually plug. Those are the things I usually plug. That's a good question, Kurt. You can check out the Tucson Improv Movement shows on Friday nights on their Facebook page. Sometimes I'm involved in those. Not always, but occasionally.
Outstanding. Well, this is the end of the Paper Towel Podcast Game Show Edition. This is your host, Kurt Leaders. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to our champion, Rafi, to our challenger and loser, Rich Gary, and to our improvisers, Jordan Wilson, Susan Leonetti, and Jem Lamfers. Thank you very much, and please be sure to check out Tucson Improv Movement when we come back, and you can see the Game Show live and in person. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Congrats, Rafi.
Thanks, Rich.
Awesome show.
I'm just going to do a quick outro. Thanks for listening to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Rafi. Our theme song is by Ramzi Atiyah. You can follow him at Ramzi Music on Instagram or Ramzi Atiyah Music on Facebook. Our logo design is by Lee Cameron. You can follow her on Instagram at Lee Cameron with 8 E's on Instagram. Please listen to the show next week. Tell your friends and like and subscribe wherever great podcasts may be found. I'll post our people's socials in the chat, too. Not chat, whatever it's called, the description. You know what I mean. Go follow them. They're awesome. Have a great day, everyone, and I'll see you next week. And give a big shout out to our guest host, Kurt Leaders. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Rafi.